It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. In Libya, Muammar Gaddafi's forces are planting landmines in battlefields across the country. From the eastern town of Brega to the western mountains, mines are causing many casualties. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in the western mountains with rebel forces.
On the barren front line in the village of Gualish, rebels are taking cover from Gaddafi's forces and the relentless sun behind a sand berm. Rajid, a rebel fighter at the front, points to the south of Gualish and says they've just discovered a new minefield. All this area is now mined, Rajid says. It's terrible, and that's what's stopping our advance right now. Rebel commanders say mines, both anti-tank and anti-personnel, are being increasingly used in this conflict, a sign they say that Gaddafi's forces are becoming more desperate and weakening. They are effective, though. The fields have to be avoided or cleared before rebel forces can move through. In the eastern battlefront in Brega, mines have also impeded a speedy rebel advance. And here in the west, more and more of them are being uncovered every day. In the silence of a bucolic pine forest, a group of men kneel down to pray. They are the rebel demining team in Zintan. Even with the best equipment, finding and defusing mines is perilous work. The equipment here, though, is minimal. Two sticks and an old metal detector. Yeah. But these men don't even really use that. They simply walk into the minefield and look for displaced earth. When they spot a suspected mine, they kneel down and proceed to dig it up with their bare hands. The mines here are small and tan-colored, hard to spot unless you know what you're looking for. There are an astounding number of them.
Just in the last 10 minutes, in a stretch of about 75 feet of road, the men here have found 30 to 40 mines. Some have plastic explosives packed on top of it, enough to disable a tank.
According to a recent report by Human Rights Watch, these mines are Brazilian-made TAB-1 anti-personnel mines. They have a low metal content, which make them difficult to detect. Gaddafi's forces have also laid anti-tank mines in the western mountains, the report says. Milad Saadi heads the demining team. He dealt with mines in Gaddafi's army before he defected to the rebels, which is how he knows how to defuse them. We don't have enough people or equipment, though, he says, to deal with them all. He says the only way they are locating the minefields these days is when a rebel vehicle runs through them and someone gets hurt.
He have fracture in the last metacarpal, in the foot, and he have dislocation in the arm by clavicle. It's serious. You need today make operation maybe.
Dr. Omar Suleiman points to his patient. This is only the latest mine victim to be treated at this hospital. Farhad is lucky. He survived running over the mine outside Gualish. He says he doesn't remember anything after the explosion. It knocked him out cold, Farhad says. Back in the minefield, the men have made a discovery. Deminer Abdul Hakim holds two huge blocks of plastic explosives in his hands, about 16 pounds worth. It was placed around one of the mines. If it had detonated, it would have caused serious damage. His fear is that they won't find all the mines, and when this place is no longer a battle zone, civilians will get hurt. He says, this is a place where farmers work and families come to picnic. Now this area is ruined, he says. No one can ever come here again. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, in the Western Mountains.